Spark a conversation, verbal elation, stimulation, education. This is Minaj with the Mary Jane Maven. When we on the air, it's always a lituation. Might talk about some litigation, might talk about some immigration, might talk about some politics, but never talking nonsense. Yes, we on in the slide. Watch and listen, it's a vibe. Watch it while you getting high, or you can listen while you drive. Just don't forget to subscribe.
Roll up. I'm trying to get high.
Welcome to Menage with the Mary Jane Maven podcast with your host, the Mary Jane Maven. I am the producer, the hubby. Follow us on all social media, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Show us some love and click that subscribe button now. Don't forget to click the bell so you get notifications and click the like button on the videos.
And now, your host.
Love it. I have to give a special shout out here. I don't know how much of you guys that you hear the opening, but I have to give just all kind of shout out to Chaz and to the hubby, because he put in a lot of work on that. Actually gets me kind of bumping, my shoulders rocking a little bit, you know, with all the little good music that he put in there. And shout out to me, of course, Mary Jane. I'm kidding. Hey guys, how you guys doing? Thank you guys so much for joining us on a different day. I know I'm throwing you a little curveball, but this has been the longest week in history of weeks. We know it. So I wanted to go ahead and bring you something to kind of close out this week and go into the weekend with a little bit of power, pussy power, that is. So thank you for joining us for this week's episode and this month's pussy power episode. So before I get started, I do want to introduce these ladies. Once again, the connection that you can make through social media is not false. Some of them can be, but they're meant to be. And when you guys really just stop and listen to the messages, the blessings that can occur are just, they're bountiful. So these two ladies are somebody that I have made a connection with through social media. Very happy to do so. I can't wait till we can actually like see each other in real life after this coronacation and, you know, all this is over. I'm probably gonna have to stop calling it coronacation because it's not as fun as it was, you know, March to like July or August. But we have two queens that we all know how I like to do. You're my guest co-host. I like to give you a little bit of the floor, allow you to introduce yourselves, shout yourselves out. So we are going to start with the queen of Can I Work? And when we go ahead and allow you to start, Miss Queen, I like to call her Queen Shamika. Why don't you go ahead and let everybody know, say hi to everybody. Everybody give your little... your little snaps and your applause. You have the floor.
Hello, everybody. Welcome. Thank you so much, Maven, for inviting us here. It's such an honor to be able to come and, you know, engage with you and your audience. And thank you, hubby. I see you back there. My name is Shamika Nolan, and I am the founder of Can I Work? And Can I Work is a brand awareness medium connecting the curious to professionals, entrepreneurs, businesses that are in the cannabis industry. So we connect those two entities to be able to get their answers pushed, their questions answered. Here I go. I am a little nervous. You said that earlier.
No, but it's okay.
Yeah, a little bit nervous. But we connect... the cannabis curious or the psychedelic community that are curious about, you know, cannabis, psychedelics, so on and so forth, to those professionals, particularly people of color, black and brown professionals and influencers and business in the cannabis space, to be able to get their questions answered about cannabis and CBD products. And then on the other side of it, I also do B2B, business to business, when holding virtual events. And we were just talking about that earlier. We've had our Juneteenth virtuation as well as our Harvest Moon virtuation. And it's basically a networking event full of edutainment, per se. We want to dive into hemp and slavery in the United States and really bring up our connection. I believe our birthright to this plant and to this industry. So we do a lot of historical or educational stuff pertaining to the plant, just to get folks grounded in why our presence is so necessary in this space. And then also educating them about the part, or CBD, the plant itself, the difference between hemp and, you know, cannabis, the proactive, psychoactive side is in the benefits, the health benefits side. Yes. And then, you know, like I said, yeah, just networking and being able to bring all of us entrepreneurs, like people of color, women, kings, you know, young kings and queens that are in the street. Cannot Work gives you that platform to be able to give your brand that exposure that is so necessary, you know, in our industry. And also it breaks down those barriers to be able to get that brand awareness through traditional advertising as well as social media.
Yes, because we all need a helping hand. We, you know, especially being entrepreneurs and coming into a new business sector, we have to be able to provide each other with those services that those that maybe have a little bit more money, those that have, you know, those the non-melanin individuals that kind of get into the industry and they get into the industry and they don't have any obstacles to overcome as we do. So we have our own, you know, circle of people to be able to connect with and our own tribe, then it can really only help us to all get our rightful place and get that footing that we need within this industry. So we will definitely talk more about that. I'm so happy to expand on that. And I know that you have another service as well. And I love the name of it. We'll talk about it in a bit, but let's go ahead and we will introduce our other guest here, who is somebody that I met through going to or attending virtually a edutainment. And I love that you say that, by the way, because that's actually what I call my events, is you're going to get a little bit of edutainment. And that's kind of what my podcast is. I'm going to give you a mix of it, you know, get you educated, but at the same time, have you cracking up. And, you know, later on next week, you just giggling to yourself on your ride to work because you remembered, you know, something entertaining that you heard here. So shout out to you. That lets me know even more we were meant to meet. So moving on to our next guest co-host. Our guest co-host is the creative and founder of Leafly Therapy. So why don't you go ahead and come on in here and we'll allow you to speak. And it's Adelia, right?
Adelina.
Adelina. See, I didn't want to mess it up. I thought it was something more. Than, you know, I didn't put enough spice on it. I got it. Adelina.
I get it. It's cool.
It's okay.
And welcome. It's cool. It's cool. We're going to learn, though. We're going to learn.
Yeah, right. Enough. Learn me today, girl. Learn me today. You only got to tell me what.
No, but thank you so much for having me on your platform. Like you mentioned, we recently met, and it was an instant connection, just energy, state of mind. So yes. I'm definitely honored to be here on the platform. But yes, so I'm Adelina Sanchez. And the owner and massage therapist of Leafly Therapy. I offer customized cannabis and medical massage therapy. My target market are those that are medically fragile and chronically ill. So I do specialize with those with arthritis, fibromyalgia, post-op, menstrual cramps, prenatals, the works, you know. But of course, PTSD is the biggest hurdle that I'm trying to bring to the forefront. For sure. I also, though, have my own product line. I make massage products from creams to Epsom salts, salves. But again, everything is all very customized, so I can, you know, make specific ones just for someone with arthritis, someone with fibromyalgia. And then, of course, the most important need to me is the education. I also educate. I am certified in CBD, THC, and the endocannabinoid system. So I'm out here trying to train. Yes. I'm out here trying to train other therapists, you know how to work with clients with your cancers, with your fibromyalgias. My book talks a little bit about that, has some clinical trials, good examples, and just information that we really don't get at. That was somebody out here with some bass.
Look, knocking it over. They out there tonight.
Yes, he did. That's what we do over here with Leafly Therapy. So we're excited to be on this platform. I mean, you're ahead of the game. So again, I can't thank you enough for both from both of us. You know, thank you for accepting us into the community as such.
Yes. Thank you. Like I, you know, like I said when we spoke last time, I want to be able to connect with those that are, you know, not potentially, but that I feel right away we could be a part of each other's tribe. We don't have to be in the same city. We don't have to be in the same state. We can help each other to grow and help this industry become what we know that it can be and that it rightfully should be, which is, you know, a place to allow for us to build that generation or, you know, close that generational wealth gap, to be able to get our people educated on what is better for them as far as their health, to provide alternatives to big pharma, you know, to really be able to introduce what this wonderful plant, this power flower, what it can do for you and what it will do for you once you become educated, once you find out exactly what your need is or how you want to utilize it, and then be able to put that into fruition. So I love that we're all together and we are all kind of same paths, but different paths as far as our education. And we are all women of color. We are all, you know, that melanated, beautiful queens that we represent. And you know, we are the ones that if it's not for us, we're going to be on the, you know, on the side of the train tracks or on the, you know, the platform of the train station, watching everybody else go moving forward with something, you know, another sector or something else that can provide social justice, equality, just equality in, you know, between men and women. Like I said, being able to provide more millionaires or even not even millionaires, but people that just thousandaires, people that are comfortable and they're able to live the quality of life that they want to live without, you know, a pot to piss in and a window to throw it out of. You know, quoting my mom. Shout out to mom for that old school saying.
Sure, yes. Shout out to mom. Facts, though.
Yeah. So before we get too deep into everything, guys, you know what we do. So before we get with the spark and salutations, I do want to get into our quote for this week. Of course, this is the Pussy Power quote. So I was almost tempted to come with like some WAP lyrics. Almost, but I didn't.
Do it.
Almost did. I'll probably drop them a little bit later on. But yeah, so we'll kind of talk about that. But this is based on women. This quote is a old African proverb. And I'm not sure how the verbiage, I will tell you, the verbiage is not what I would think of an old African proverb. So it may have been, you know, translated in a way, but it doesn't lose any of its meaning. So a strong woman is the lifeline of her family. She carries within her the power to endure pain and the courage to sacrifice. She has the power to create and nurture life. She is indeed the epitome of love and sacrifice in the universe. Love it. I think that truly describes, you know, what a woman is, just one of the many talents and the aspects that we perform and our responsibilities within this universe. That just kind of describes a bit of it. So what we're gonna do now, guys, let's go ahead, everybody at home, everybody in the new locations, the hubby, was just checking analytics yesterday and it was 15 international locations. 16. We're up to 16 international locations. So shout out to you all. I think the newest one that I was kind of like blown away by was Zimbabwe. Very excited about that.
You said what? Zimbabwe or something else in Africa.
Oh, sorry. He says somewhere else in Africa. So love it. Wherever from, you know, the motherland that people are showing me support and everywhere else, I super appreciate you. And then I think we got one or two other new states here in the state. So I appreciate you all as well. So everybody knows, go ahead and get your sativa, get your indica, get your hybrid, get your dab, get your edible. Maybe you have a drink on the side or whatever. Go ahead and let's get into the shit. So first we're going to start out with what keeps Mary Jane sane, kind of tidbit of this. As we all know, the world knows, even if you don't currently live here, we are going through the longest week in the history of weeks, like I said, because we're in the depths of this election. So first, I do want to shout out to those states that have decided to move forward in the in history and to allow their citizens to make, you know, grown folks decisions, and those that have decided to go ahead and legalize marijuana, either recreationally or medically. And I know that you ladies reside in a state where you just were able to get it medicinally, correct, in Texas?
Ooh, we've had it in Texas for. Am I muted?
No, we hear you.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, in Texas, we haven't medicinally. Did we vote on it this time? I know it was Mississippi, Oregon. Oregon decriminalized, Mississippi, Alabama, I want to say, and another state.
Okay, maybe it was Alabama.
Nevada.
I thought Texas was on it and that you guys did where you increased the percentage. I thought that could be purchased or had.
We was lucky to get that 0.3.
I do have a viewer who just gave you a little shout out there from LS Media. And gave a little shout out. Yes. So a little shout out saying that's amazing. Yes, Shamika, our uplifting queen. So see, snap. Thank you for viewing. Thank you for your support. So I do want to say I have family in Mississippi. What was amazing to me is that I'm not sure if anybody knows, or I'm sure you ladies might know with the research that you've done, you know, when there's the first AIDS patients, full-blown AIDS. You know, there was a couple that were in Mississippi and some in other states, and the government on the sly was actually providing these individuals with like an ounce of weed every month to be able to test and see exactly how it worked with HIV and in AIDS. So these individuals, if the last thing I read on them, the last patient, I think, passed maybe 2 or 3 years ago. But yes, so for it to be such a tough state, but then the government was, you know, on the sly going ahead and providing people with a free ounce of probably really good high grade pharmaceutical weed. It was a little, you know, I was kind of like, all right, guys, like you guys probably could have been fighting for this a long time ago and keep people, especially Black men, out of jail. But we're going to, you know, celebrate the forward movement. Celebrate that they were able to make those decisions and vote as a state, as well as, you know, the other locations that finally joined us. So I'm just waiting. It's going to be one day. It's going to be all 50. And it's going to be all recreational, all legal, not just medicinal. So
everybody. Yes.
Everybody. So what are you guys, what are you ladies feeling with what's going on right now with the, you know, the waiting game that we're playing, you know, with finding out who our next president's going to be. Although everybody that can add, everybody with some common sense, we can see who that is going to be.
Right.
Joe Biden, Uncle Joe.
Yeah.
So how do you all feel? Because, you know, you guys are from a state that is, you know, traditionally red, and they definitely prove that this election as well. But how do you all feel about this, where we are now in our political soap opera that we're going through?
I think this is really unprecedented. I think it's a mixture for me. It's a mixture of like my beliefs and, you know, how I've traditionally thought about elections and politics. Not so much has been tested, but you know, it's almost like forced to be. You have to transition. It has to be like brushed away and brand new, just given that everything that's, you know, going on, taking that experience and moving forward. I really appreciate Biden, the celebrities. I saw earlier today, Trump is trying to take a people's stance toward, you know, making sure every vote counts. You know what I'm saying? This is reminiscent of, you know, kind of a 9/11, the Black Lives Matter, like people are coming together and saying, hey,
yes,
we want to make sure we're coming together as a country, you know, to say that we want this done. So, you know, in a sense, I'm really proud. And our president is our president. You know what I'm saying? There you go, girl. Our president is our president. That's something else to be reckoned with. I'm going to let Adelina kind of speak on, you know, what she has to say about it. But America, I'm really proud of us. Black and brown community, I'm really proud of us. We showed up and showed out.
Black women. I know we were hot at Joe Biden. You know, I know he misspoke a little bit, but I like always say he's like that uncle. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, that grandpa that just says whatever the hell's on his mind because he's old. That's what old people do. Why are you so mad that that man slipped up? You know what I'm saying? You're sitting with Charlemagne. You're sitting on the Breakfast Club. You know, or somebody told you that that was huge for the urban market. Yeah. And, you know, what was worse? Hillary pulling some freaking hot sauce out of her purse or Joe Biden speaking the truth and basically saying, if you're Black, you need to be voting for me. Like, but that, you know, that's kind of my personal on that. I know everybody has their emotions and their feelings, but like I said, shout out. Oh, I'm just recording and I have the phone looking down and everything because I'm talking. So yeah, no, I one definitely give a shout out to the women who were like, you know what? He made us hot. You know, I don't know if I can go for him, but lesser are two evils at this point. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Personally, for me, I don't think it's lesser two evils. I think it's the only way that we're going to be able to get to the perfect candidate for both, you know, for both points. So,
Joe Biden.
Yeah, oh, that's me again. So, yes, Adelina. So you go ahead. You go ahead. So what do you
yes,
think?
Yes, yes. Man, you know what? So I've been in Texas for about a year, but I came to Chicago. I came back to Chicago to vote. And I'm over the presidency part, to be honest. I feel like I'm doing what I can on my end to help mm-hmm. those that can actually do something for tomorrow. But I say that because there's been other things that have been put, I guess, in my view that have distracted me from that. Like, for example, coming back here to Chicago, it has been the most beautiful thing to see so many Black Lives Matter signs across the city. For this city to be so big and so segregated, mm-hmm. the kids that are growing up at this time right now, any of these quarantine babies or, you know, babies that have been be born maybe even last year, you know, they mm-hmm. are going to grow up with these signs around them. It doesn't matter what color they're going to be. Every single one of them are going to see this in their life now growing up.
Yeah,
that I already know is going to change stuff. It's like these, you know, Confederate statues that are everywhere. Why are they everywhere? Why are we so big? You know, not even that part, the part that when they put that statue up, like, what was that purpose? I don't think it was just to put a statue. No, that was for generations.
Yeah. It was to remind all of us what place we belonged and what percentage or a fraction of a human being that we actually were. You know, it's always wanted to remind us. I will say that I want to give shout out to Blackish and the writers of Blackish.
Yeah.
Because I think they did a great job covering the whole election process and breaking it down and showing somebody, you know, using Junior and using him at that, you know, he's 18, he was super excited, 19, showing that that age group, like, that they're still being, you know, bamboozled. They're still being taught the wrong history. There's still so many that think that it's not the way that it is. So to see, you know, I think that Blackish and the writers, they do an excellent job of approaching and talking about and bringing up the topics that some people may not even realize that you know, Black families go through, no matter how successful you are, you know, no matter what your income range is, everybody kind of goes through that same thing. So I definitely want to give a shout out to them, because I will admit, I learned that we had to pass literacy tests. I didn't know that, you know, just to be able to go vote. Representative Lewis, correct, babe, who said that, told the story about asking them how many beans, jelly beans, were in a jar. That's what you had to do. You had to guess how many jelly beans were in a jar. And if you couldn't, then you couldn't vote.
Ooh. Like,
you know, so once again, I do want to just express and back, you know, piggyback on the sentiment that shout out to everybody. Shout out to everybody, brown, everybody, you know, young, everybody who thought the last time, I'm not going to vote, I don't need to, who made the decision this time to either mail in their ballot, actually get in and go. You are one of the many reasons why we are where we are now, and we're going to be able to make that change and not have to live the next 4 years in fear or disgust or disdain or disbelief off of what our, you know, the leader of the free world says through Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So how was it for you politically, or, you know, what difference did you see between Chicago and Texas, or what do you see? Do you see more advocacy? Do you see more involvement in Chicago than you do in Texas?
Man, you know what? It was interesting because so in Texas, aside from, you know, the community I've been gravitated to, you know, of course, pro Biden, pro, you know, change. But the couple people that I did know that were hardcore Republicans, pro Trumps, like, I realized you cannot change their mind. Like, there is no, that was intense.
I mean, they are, they're very adamant. Intense. Adamant is not even the correct word. Yeah.
I went to a protest in Corpus Christi with my sister that's in the army out in, in Corpus. And I was so intimidated by, like, these street army or civilian, like, they were just geared up to the top. And I'm like, yo, they don't even have badges. Like, they're not, it was intimidating. It really was.
Yeah.
Then I get over here to Chicago, and they had this Fair Tax Act thing that was going on over here. Mm-hmm. And Chicago is just so corrupt.
Wow.
Like, I don't even think the people were understanding, like, the people that I was talking to about this, because, again, I've been in Texas, so I wasn't even aware really of, or I hadn't paid attention to this Tax Act part, which pretty much was saying, you know, that because right now it's an even tax, the poor are paying the same amount as the rich. So the Fair Tax Act that was put in was to knock that down and charge accordingly to, you know, how much you get paid.
Yeah.
And the people that I, and the people I mean by, like, those that are around me that are poor were voting against it for just the simple reason of, because it's going to mess us up in a couple years. How? Where are you getting that fat? Like, who told you that? And when the thing came through, it was completely denied. Like, the governor came out and was, like, super disappointed. I say all that to say that there were more and bigger rallies for that tax act fair by the white people here, or the rich people here in Chicago, against it than I think the issue of the presidency part. Like, that was pushed. So I don't know. That was my experience. That's what I saw. So I was, again, very disappointed, very discouraged. But full of hope, because I took my son and my nephew with me to go vote. And I made it, like, a whole big deal. Like, the night before, we slept over, we prepped, we talked about it. You know, we had breakfast the next morning. I made it a whole thing. And
that's beautiful, though.
Yeah, it really was. And I mean, they were, like, nervous in the beginning too, you know. I'm like, well, what are you guys nervous about? What, you know? They're just like, I don't know, it's so weird, like, this is like a big decision now, we've been talking about it for so long. And you know, and so kids
nowadays are so smart, they're so much more astute than I feel like, you know, I'm not gonna speak for you guys, but that I definitely was at, you know, like, my sons are 9 and 12, they are coming in and checking on the numbers as much as we were watching CNN. Like, we haven't watched as much CNN in a very long time. And we've been watching it just, you know, endlessly, because that's one major media source that I trust. I feel like they are acting responsibly with not trying to, you know, go ahead and call certain states and things like that.
Yeah.
And, but they're also being very objective, I feel, you know, when they need to be, because we know that he, you know, the president is throwing nothing but a very childlike tantrum.
Yeah.
Right now. And, you know, it The thing that's really sad is that you're not only shooting down the democracy, you're also discounting the individuals that have been working tirelessly for days on end to, you know, to make sure that this election goes well. And you just completely discounted them and then discounted what is democracy. And like, that's the president. So,
and let me say though, too, that his tactic works, because I had registered in Texas to do a mail-in ballot. Mm-hmm. And I didn't get it still, like, before I checked getting on the flight, like the day before getting here, I still hadn't gotten my ballot in the mail.
Wow.
And it wasn't until then that I was like, oh my gosh, and had I not booked this flight the day before to make sure that I'm actually there, I really wouldn't have been able to vote. Like, that, like, ignited this, like, oh shoot, like, no, you're not. So his tactic works.
Yeah, real for you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like a passion, but it's like a angry, you know, induced kind of passion, you know, and disbelief. Yeah, so it's been pretty crazy. I've been saying it. We're gonna speak positivity into existence. I refuse to, you know, have to live through another 4 years of stress and, you know, that's induced by the leader, you know, of our country. Right. I think that we need somebody else who's going to admit that the coronavirus was a thing. Let's think more about the health and stop trying to open the country so quickly. Like, you know, I feel very, very positive about it. And so, you know, this time next week, I mean, it's going to be an issue. And so he has to actually give up, you know, power in January. It's going to be a continuous, it's like you having a two-year-old that's going through the terrible twos for the next 45 to 60 days. We're all going to have to experience it, because that's what's going to happen. Yeah. But it's going to be nice to be able to have 2021 start to look, you know, just make up for this year, and just kind of get back to normal as much as possible. So before, you know, we get on to talking it that too long, I want to ask you ladies something very important. I want to let those that are, you know, watching and those that will be watching later, I want them to be as motivated and as inspired by you all as I am. And the possibilities that I see within both what you guys have is something that is, you know, very motivating, and it's powerful. And I wanted to ask you, what was your why? You know, why did you get into using cannabis as, you know, whatever you use it for? If you do, whether it's just for the purpose of your career or if you do medicate with it, tell me your why around cannabis. Tomika, we'll go with you. Yeah.
Yeah, my why, I have a few whys, actually. My why for actually wanting to get into the industry, it actually took me back to my hometown in Wichita Falls, you know, growing up in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, and really watching that deterioration from, you know, the racial profile into the war on drugs, how it really affected my community. And also to have known the history of my community as well, you know, getting it from, you know, the elders of how, you know, the sustainability of the Black community, and kind of feeling like, dang, I was born in the wrong era, you know, type of deal. It just seemed so beautiful. It was Black everything, you know, right there. And everybody knew each other. So when I, you know, dove into the community and just really started to realize how I could change the Black community from the effects on the war on drugs, you know, the possibilities of that, I knew I wanted to be a part of that change. So that's what, you know, that's my why of doing what I do with Can I Work and, you know, my other ventures. Why I medicate with CBD, hemp, and cannabis, you know, I think it's just started out as far as medicating. I call myself a weed head at heart, you know what I'm saying? So I've always partaken, you know, aside from when I, you know, had to be professional and UA and all that good stuff. but getting older, you know, really was like, okay, I'm really seeing how this affects me, you know, psychologically, how it affects me physically, getting older, all those basketball injuries, you know, car accidents and stress and trauma of life, inherent stress that I didn't even know was there. You know, I can say cannabis actually, you know, really made me dig into myself, you know, a lot of self-reflection with that. But really the wellness of it all, you know, here in the latter years, just how it makes me feel better, how it makes me grab some of that, you know, that you physically you can actually feel it. Wow. You know, Adelina, her stuff, her products and massages are amazing. I got to give you a quick shout out and talk about, you know, the effects of how well it does, you know, for your body. I was telling her, I got a massage from her. I got one of her, you know, customized massages. Ladies, gentlemen, please go to her website, book you a meeting with her. Got this CBD massage. First one, hadn't had a massage, a regular massage in a while. She worked from the head down to the toe, baby. She cracked a knot that had been in my ankle since high school. Hear me? Oh. Pop, 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 pop. Yes, miracle work.
I could just imagine. Plus the CBD, like it just, yes, it's kind of like a euphoric relief that you have, almost like an orgasmic euphoric relief that you can have.
I was like, girl,
what is your name again? No, tell me again. No. That's awesome. So I definitely understand. I know. I wanted to ask you really quickly. How has it helped you? You know, you mentioned psychologically, you mentioned, you know, from old basketball injuries and things, which we're a basketball family. So I love that you play basketball, you know, childbirth, all the different things that, you know, that can occur. What do you feel that is that you best benefit, like you're the best, I don't want to say ailment, but the thing that you use it to treat, what do you think that you receive the best relief from the CBD? Is it more the topical and the physical? Is it, you know, more of the intimate wise? Is it more emotionally? What is it that you feel, you know, best benefits you?
The best benefit, it is feminine wise. Okay. Been working also with, you know, Adelina, we shared a little bit about that, Maven. But to be able to use CBD for the womb from the inside out, like from your roots, that has absolutely been when I was talking about that little bit of youth to relax those muscles, to let that blood flow through your root and really feel the tension that we hold, you know.
And that, yes.
And know that it's okay to like go and it's coming out of it like, okay, now I can go, you know, again.
Yes.
And remember that feeling when I started getting, you know, stressed, like, oh, you know, I need to treat myself again. Mm-hmm. So I got to say from the woman part, from the inside out, our center, just really being able to connect with that has absolutely been the best part for me.
Yes. Yes. And I know the class or the virtual class that you gave, excuse me, we were talking about the history and the connection. I know in my own research, you know, the yoni is the center of the universe. And it is so powerfully connected to a cannabis plant, you know, the mother plant, obviously mother plant's female. So do you think that has some connection? And then, you know, definitely want to go ahead and pose the same question. I'm not sure if you heard what I was asking, Adelina, when I said about what was your why about either, you know, medicating, wellness, your career wise, what was kind of your why on getting into cannabis? But before we come to you with that, so have you found that is a very strong connection? And do you think why it is so powerful to use, you know, intimately or, you know, for the feminine aspect of it in our yonis is because of that innate, you know, ethereal kind of connection that we have?
You know, that's a really, really good question and kind of connected the dots for me right there because, like I said, treating myself from the inside with using CBD infused products, you know, hemp derived products, and then, you know, partaking in, you know, flower to connect that, you know, to having that relaxation to mentally, because sometimes our mind can take over, you know, what our body can do. Yes. So to relax, put myself in that state of mind. And it is not sort of euphoric once you allow your mind and your body to relax. Mm-hmm. I got to go back to Adelina because when I relax like that, I use her products from head to toe. You know what I'm saying? So, and then to, you know, have a little puff with that and just relax
together.
Yeah. Yeah. So the male and the female, you know, we are connected. You have the hemp, that's the male. You have, you know, marijuana, that's the female. So, yeah. Answer, yes, it goes hand in hand. Absolutely.
Yeah. And I don't think most people realize that you are definitely kind of allowing them to verge, you know, and work the way together that they're supposed to work together. So I'm not sure if you're still with the, yeah, there we go. Perfect. So yes, ma'am. So why don't you definitely explain, because these questions I've been asking, I'm kind of leading up to you and to the wellness aspect and to your line of products and how it can work for anybody to, from somebody that, you know, happens to have multiple sclerosis that lives with them all the way down to somebody who is coming to you for, you know, I want to reimagine and refocus and rediscover myself, but I want to do that through, you know, massage, touch, maybe, you know, through my yoni, get myself well there. So definitely have the stage, Queen. Let us know what was your why and kind of explain your product line, your services, and how that all kind of works together.
Yeah. Yes, yes. Oh, thank you so much, Samika, just for all the love, the support. It's needed. I really do this, like, with love and, like, hope that love comes out of it. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So our lovely more name is perfect for this. But, man, I don't even know where to start sometimes. But my why. Basically, Waller is kind of shows a little second behind over here.
Oh, it's okay. Yeah, it's a little second, but we'll get all caught up. You know, the internet.
Okay, cool. Okay, then. So my why. I had a baby sister who was born very sick, and we were in Mexico during this time. We lived in Mexico for a bit. And we used to take her to this holistic therapist out there that would massage her and, you know, do like these, what we call limpias. And, you know, just all this therapy that she used to do to her. All I know was that I would see her massage her, and she always used like this green alcohol that has some plants in it. And I was pretty young still at the time, like 12 to 17-ish. So I was always that alone. And it's not being so nosy, little girl, and, you know, things like that. So I had no idea what this was. But what was that? Hello?
Yes, we're good. It just slowed down for a little bit. It just had a lag for a bit. Can you hear us okay?
Oh, that's not better. Yeah, that sounds better. There we go. Okay. So fast forward to about years ago, I start working with a client that has extreme rheumatoid arthritis. And she's a small little French lady. And, you know, the bedroom is a living room just to make things easy for the family. Mm-hmm. So, you know, she just tells me, I have my cream, I have my table, I just need you to massage me. And so I get there and I don't know, 2-3 weeks, I'm just like, why? What is this cream that has a weed plant on it? Why am I using this? Like, I just knew, I felt there was a difference from, like, in my hands from massaging after the session to, you know, like, her increased range of motion, her energy afterwards, like, from the beginning to the massage to the end, like the energy always changed and we felt better and we were laughing by the end. And, you know, just these little things that I was like, these are the same things that would happen to my baby sister. Mm-hmm. Like her husband, right before the end of each session, he was already making her like a plate of food. So by the time she was done, that was her time to eat. This was the same thing we would do with my baby sister. She had a G-tube. And so after each session, my mom, I'm the oldest daughter. So my mom would always tell me, you know, like, go feed her, give her a syringe, she will eat now. Never clicked, never made sense, nothing. Then again, to this client, and she just was like, oh, honey, you don't know about CBD. And I was like, oh, it's a wrap. And I dove into it. And it's been going on 5 years now.
Yeah. So you have a very And then a very rooted reason for why you are in wellness, why you're in wellness and why you're in healing, because you saw it from a very young age and you had that connection because of your sister, and then you continue to see it. So you're very purposed into this career. It was already, you know, it was already kind of written, and we don't realize it. We don't know it. And especially when you're not educated on, you know, the product itself. So I have to say I have chills. That's very powerful. And I know for myself, when you have such a emotional connecting, it's kind of rooted in your foundation of who you are, you know, developing experience like that, it leads to me. And if I were a customer, I would know that you have, not only are you purpose, but there's a passion behind what you do, which would then make me feel so much more comfortable and putting myself in your hands for any type of treatment and therapy. So I want to give, you know, shout out to you. I want to give, you know, to everybody at home, snaps. We do have another comment from LS Media as well. Yes. Leafly Therapy doing amazing things for Houston and beyond. I agree that Beyond is going to reach over here to California, you know, all the way over to those in Florida and beyond. I wholeheartedly believe that we're going to speak things into existence. We do that as well. So tell us a little bit about your product line. I'd love to hear about the potency that you have, because that's what really impressed me, is that you ended up doing the research and needing to find out the potency and how you're going to work with each client. So share a little bit about that. And then if you guys want to share about your products that you have in development or getting ready to come out, please, let's talk about that as well, because that leads into the, and then that'll kind of lead us into a little bit of what our question is for the evening. So go right ahead. Tell us all about your product line. And I know that the hubby has it. So he will share that as you're speaking.
Yes, definitely. Me and Shamika are ready to yell at the top of our lungs about what we are doing, for sure.
Awesome.
And Leafly Therapy's essential product line. my product line here. So I make all of my products. I, again, like, dove into this and was like, no, I why did they use this herb? Why did they use that herb? Mm-hmm. So I love the fact that I have vertically integrated all this and have full control. Because we are in such a, I want to say behind already. We're in a phase right now where we're able to maneuver the way we want this industry to go, or at least I know that's what I'm doing with my business. And so I have my essential skincare line, which is, I have the lip balm. Oh, yes, we have hand sanitizing sprays, the essence salt. I'm getting amazing reviews on that, so I'm definitely going to start pushing that some more. And then that's my main ingredient, of course, is my body butter. That is the product that is, yes.
Oh, no, go ahead, hon. Come back in, a little lag. It's okay. We'll catch it up. So, as I was saying, we have, there we go.
That is included. And relief. Feel so over, like, tiger art. My idea of going to do some self care after a massage session or getting a facial or whatnot. You know, you have for your Epsom salt, you have products to take home, but that are gonna really, really help. Back to the customizing part though, and how you mentioned the strength, that is where I am extremely special and extremely different. I have been just collecting enough data, and I mean, I have been licensed though for 15 years, and I've learned how to work on specific clients, from AIDS to cancer, to MS, to all three of your scoliosis, to prenatal managers, post-op athletes. So when I gained all of this knowledge, though, CBD and especially in our endocannabinoid system, I realized, like, well, this is what our research out here is missing, you know? Like, I've worked with a couple clients that have certain issues, and I've realized, well, you know, my clients with, you know, your regular daily strains and stress, they feel the benefit with a 200 milligram of full spectrum CBD oil, you know? But then I have my client with the rheumatoid arthritis, for example. She doesn't receive or she doesn't get the benefit that we need.
So guys, just, you know, this is technology. They are in other states from where I am currently. So it's just bear with us. Any information that we don't cover, what I'd love to do is just kind of do like an IG live, and we can kind of go over back the same information that's not coming in. But we have all the information that you need to contact Adelina with Leafly Therapy. You guys saw her price list. We have, you know, I'm going to be sharing some information, like a couple videos and things that she sent. But what I want to do is, because I know the time is getting so late and because it's starting to break up so bad, what I want to do is see if she comes back in a second here. And if not, then, like I said, I want to just kind of have us do like an IG live in the next day or so, and we can kind of get back together and go over things. But we can kind of jump into the question, because I think that the product that you guys, that you ladies have created, would be a great jumping point for the lady that has this question. And it's only because I believe she needs to do some inter kind of acceptance and connection with herself. So this question comes from a viewer, listener, who decided to ask about the fact that she's starting to have some feelings. She is 32 and she's starting to have some feelings. Welcome back. Can you hear us okay? Or hear me okay? Okay. All right. Perfect. So as I was saying is, we're going to go ahead and jump into the question because it's, you know, getting late, and then we'll talk before, when we get off live, let's just stay online and let's go ahead and talk a bit. Because what I want to do is do like a Instagram live, an IG live from one of our accounts, and we can kind of go back over some of the things that we weren't able to hear, you know, due to technology, and kind of give everybody that full spectrum. But this question, like I said, is from a woman who is 32. She is starting to have just trying to find her truth and actually very much going into the journey of that. And she feels that she is starting to question her sexuality. But her issue is she feels that she is not able to really delve deep into it because of her ethnicity. And she is African-American. So she wants to know exactly how she should deal with this. I mean, it was kind of a very loaded question with a lot of, a lot of answers that I could come up with, but I kind of, you know, being that this is the Pussy Power episode, you know, we're very all strong women, I think very connected with who we are, that we can maybe give a little bit of advice. So I wanted to see how you ladies felt about her situation. First and foremost, if you're feeling the emotions that you're feeling, if you're feeling like you may be attracted to, you know, the same sex, and you may be bisexual, because that's what she's feeling. And she didn't want to say it, which I found very funny within the message that she sent me. She kept kind of dancing around that label or that topic or that name, I'll say. So besides her dealing with that, she has to deal with the fact of feeling that she can't really look into it because it's not accepted within the Black community or in the community of, you know, any of us that are melanated, particularly. So what do you ladies feel about that? What advice would you, you know, want to give to her? If any.
Well, I love talking about sex because I think that is the reason why we have these struggles like this, because we don't talk about it enough. But to kind of get to her answer, yo, you got to be that revolution one that talks about it and experiences and can bring back, yo, it's not that bad over there. You know, you should play with yourself. You should try this. You should be like that. You know?
I like you.
Yeah. I say that because you know what? Right? And I say that because you know what? Again, I mentioned, and I'll bring this always up so much because it's really where it taught me so much. But I grew up in Nuevo Laredo, Mexico. It's a border town. It's not pretty tourists, you know. It's a border town. Okay. So okay. Think of Tijuana and Juan.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it is what it is. Yeah.
And so the environment I grew up in, it was very interesting. You know, there was all kinds of what we would, I guess, categorize as criminals.
Yeah,
that's life over there. That is life. You know, I did an environment where there was a lot of prostitution, and but I never saw it as prostitution. Like these women would come out, and the advice that they always gave me so indirectly, and I didn't even think about it like that. It was just like sorry, my bad.
Yeah, yeah. You know, lady talking to me like it.
Like little stigma comments that sometimes comments that we carry of, you know, even like faking it, like, you know, sometimes you gotta fake it or something, you know. Like I had one woman tell me, she was like, look at baby girl, if you learn how to love you first to fake it. Like, you know, so then coming back to Chicago from being in Mexico and realizing that, though, being an American in the United States and feeling those boundaries, because when I grew up in Mexico, I was the white girl.
Okay.
I was the privileged one, you know. So it was definitely a culture shock, you know, being in my own country.
Yeah.
But because I had that experience and I had that empowerment already, I'm pretty dope down there. Like I love everything, and sex should be wet and it should be enjoyed. If you're feeling a girl, you're feeling a girl, go for it. You know, like
that's the best thing ever. That is the best thing ever. I think this episode should be called "I'm Pretty Dope Down There." That is the best thing. That, and that's how every woman should feel. That's exactly how we should feel. I may change the Pussy Power episodes too. I'm pretty dope down there. I like that. I like that. But no, that there's so much power in what you're saying. You know, yes. If you're really open to hearing it. What would your advice be? Because I know mine is pretty straightforward, and you know, I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. But what would yours be, Sharice? What would you say to her?
I would have to tell her. You know what? I would have to ask her. It's loaded.
Yeah.
I would have to tell her to look at herself first, to listen to herself first, to really ground herself and be still. Still for a moment and really listen to herself. Because the questions that she's answering, I believe, and that's what it's all, the questions that we answer, we know the answer to. We just have to listen to ourselves when we tell us, you know, the answer to the questions that we're seeking. I would say with that, because she's 32. So that's a transition period. You know, you're no longer, you know, a teenager. You're no longer a young adult. You're like, you grown. At 32. So that's a huge transition. So she has some things going on. I think just with that stage, you know, of life, does she have kids? You know, what else is going on? But really make that peace within herself. If this is something, if she wants to experiment, I totally dig what Adelina is saying. If you want to do it, if you want to see, if you want to, you know, explore those feelings, those emotions with you, by all means, do that. You know what I'm saying? No regrets in life. do that.
Yes. Yes. And she doesn't have any children.
Okay.
She did just get out of a relationship. And I think that relationship is kind of the catalyst for why she's starting to feel or be honest about why, you know, I think she's honestly thinking like, what's my next step? Is it, do I want to do this? Do I want to do that? I mean, it was a very long email. She definitely touched upon being interested in polyamory. She's interested in this and that, but she definitely needs some guidance. My first bit of advice was, how do you feel with you? Do you know how pretty dope you are down there? Like, but is it something that she has personal time with herself? Is she intimate with herself? Does she know what it is that she likes and what she doesn't like? Is she okay with telling somebody that? Because if not, don't go for a man or a woman, because it's not going to do you good in either aspect. Get to know yourself first, and you know, and then kind of venture out. Have fun. Like, you don't have any kids, girl, first and foremost.
Exactly.
That's perfect. That is a perfect platform to start off of. You know, trust the individuals. If you do choose to start wanting to date or look into, you know, the same sex or another lifestyle, be comfortable with those people that you meet. Make sure that you're with people that are like-minded, that understand where you're coming from when you do get to that point. That's just definitely something that I would suggest. But you ladies do have a product that will be coming out very soon. I know that you just had a very kind of soft informational launch for that. She may be able to benefit from, you know, absolutely. Like I said, she needs to spend some time with, you know, a little Hitachi, a little bit of, you know, of your product, maybe, you know, the rabbit, something, girl, something. Absolutely. And that. So do you guys want to talk a little bit about that before we end this evening?
Yeah, absolutely. Adelina was touching on it a little bit with the customization and the different needs of her clients. And of course, I went to her with my needs and just got so much more out of it. So I went to her because of I'm in a latter stage of life. So just going through menopause, you know, that transition down there as well. So I'd had issues with my pH balance being thrown off, you know, if I had sex or if I masturbated. That's a truth to the doctor, you know, for some antibiotics.
Yes.
You're
like, what is she doing? Because she here. Oh, yeah. She lost it, right? But, you know, that is something that even if you're not in the stage of life, which I can't believe that you can even say that that is something you're going through, because you don't look like you would be anywhere near that stage. But even for women that are not, let's just say you are in the midst of having fun, you know, it's not a bad thing to say. Let's say you in your hoe phase, you know, and you're doing responsibly, you know. Let's say you're in your Issa insecure hoe stage. That affects it, you know. If you're with somebody on a Monday and somebody on a Wednesday and somebody on a Friday, first of all, kudos. But remember that that is going to affect with your pH balance. That is going to send you possibly to the gynecologist a little bit more than you need, because we've used products that have done nothing but damage. You know, we've used tampons and pads and, you know, and over the product, yeah, over the counter, you know, yeast, anything that wasn't the best for us. So we've done so much, you know, preliminary damage that as soon as it gets the opportunity to go out of whack, that's what it does. So no matter what part of life kind of you're in, but so you were saying that you went because it was a time that, you know, everything was like, hey, I got my own thing going on, and it just, you weren't in connection, the yoni and you and everything. It wasn't in alignment the way it was supposed to be. So you were able to go and get your treatment.
Yeah. So I was able to, she was able to produce a product for me that I was so excited about, you know, and called her. It was shortly after that. I was like, oh my God, there are no side effects. And as a matter of fact, blah, blah, blah. And it's not even blah, blah, blah. The biggest deal was that I felt like I was 20 years old again.
Okay.
I felt like it was before the kiddos, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, so uh-huh. Baby girl is 32 years old. I'm like, girl, no kids. Still there. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So it was none of those side effects. There was no trip to, you know, the doctor after that. And so and with that, it was how it made my vagina feel, you know, the outside of it, you know, how soft the skin was. It was just beautiful. It just felt like there was no need for the sticky KY jelly. There was absolutely
yes. That is just a joke. Like, that is just a joke.
Like relaxation. Yeah, the relaxation of the muscles, the blood flow. And I think I was mentioning, you know, something, you know, before, but just to really feel the emotion that I kept in there. You know, everyone should feel this. And not only that euphoric, that, you know, orgasmic feeling, but, you know, because of the health disparities that Black and Brown women experience, that CBD is where it's at, you know, with us. We were talking about, you know, vaginal dryness or menopause. Black and Brown women experience menopause, I want to say 2 to 5 years before.
Yes, and much more extreme, it seems like.
Yeah, before our white queens, our white sisters with BD. Yeah. Black and Brown were 2 times more likely to contract bacterial vaginosis. Mm-hmm. So not only does it make us feel good, but it's really, really healthy, you know, for women in our whole phase. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And I love how you said that not only inside, but outside, it felt like the skin felt soft. So what you have going on, Miss Thang, Miss Adelina, is you're really helping women's, you know, yoni to really get back to that beautiful rose, to get back to that, you know, what was that song, Secret Garden, way back in the day with Quincy and I'll be sure. And that, girl, that was it. That was a scriber, exactly. But, and that does a lot, because from shaving and from having babies or whatever else, a lot of times women don't feel like they're the outside of their vagina. The vagina is even beautiful. So how are you going to feel the power and the strength that comes from within if you don't feel like physically what you look at is beautiful? So that lets you know how healing the plant is, you know. So it's not only working inside, it's not only working on, you know, on the blood flow, but that's also probably why the skin felt softer and, like you said, plumper, because it was that blood flow, that natural blood flow that was going to it. I'm so excited. I'm gonna be like, girl, where is my sample? Because I'm excited that's beautiful. Now, is something that you do is you customize it for each client? Is that what you guys, the product that you guys have together, or is this just one specific formula that you ladies are having?
This is one specific formula. Okay. This is one. It's one specific formula because, like I said, for my condition that I had, it just helped out with so many other things. Mm-hmm. We're talking about inside and out, but also psychologically, you know, that we go through when our body starts to change. Mm-hmm. And I know, like I said, knowing the statistics and stuff, I'm not the only one, you know, type of deal. We have this specific formula. However, we are working on variations. So I'd like to turn that over to Adelina.
Nice.
Oh, there you go. Yes. We're working on a variety of different, from flavors to different ingredients, simpler ingredients with, like, you know, full robust herbal ingredients. But most importantly, this is, I guess, where we ask for help, right? Like, our only issue would be that we don't know what you guys need. We need more feedback. We need you guys to talk about it. We need to know what the issue is. Are what really worked for you. Like, if y'all don't tell us, like, we can only continue making things that work for us.
And I love that you said that we're so on the same wavelength, because I was going to say, what you are looking for and what would definitely help you in your research is, you know, for individuals that are willing to try the, you know, the products or the different massage or the different treatment that you have, that'll be able to give feedback to help you get to that next point in your business. But then also, women, let's have a conversation. I think it'd be really good if the three of us kind of hosted something virtual or like an IG, once again, an IG live, and get women to ask those questions beforehand, or to verbalize kind of what some concerns or issues that are out there, because everybody's different, you know, and everybody's endocannabinoid system, which includes your yoni and which includes your pH balance and all that, everybody's is different and unique to themselves. So
let me throw in that our kings. Now, it's also healthy for our kings as well. They have an endocannabinoid system too, guys. The bacterial fighting components in CBD is also a benefit. The blood flow and all that good stuff is also a benefit for our kings as well.
Yes. And they definitely, you know, they may need a little bit of help, but maybe, and motivation to rub that on. I might massage, but you know, that always may start a little something. So, you know, because let's admit it, our kings, you need to take better care of yourself.
Yes.
They're doing what they're just now starting to say, I need help with my mental health. So we can only get them to go so far and to move as comfortably as they are. And that's why they have us, though, to be able to kind of take care of the other side. You know, we're here. That's what you do. You support us. We support you. So we got to keep that reciprocal relationship going. And if we can rub a little oil where something's going to help you, and then just, you know, you can put it in our awesome dope spot, then we're doing good. Right. I love that. I think that's the best thing that I've heard in a couple of weeks is I'm pretty dope down there, let me tell you. And I think that's fantastic. So before we wrap up for the night, we have all of your information, but I would love for you guys to just give a quick shout out and let people know where they can find you social media. We have been having this entire time your website going across, but please, this is your time to once again shine the light on yourself and let everybody know how they can get in contact. And then, of course, I'll have information to share for everybody, and it'll be linked under our YouTube video as well. So ladies, go right ahead and you let everybody know if they can, where they want to shout you out, if they want to, you know, get in contact with you this evening or tomorrow.
All right. So you can find me, Shamika Nolan, on Instagram, or Can I Work, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Can I Work, that's CANNIWORK. On our website is CANNIWORK.org. That's CanIWork.org. And then Love Me More Infused, you can find us on Facebook, and you can find us on Instagram at Love Me More Infused on Facebook and Love Me More _ Infused on Instagram.
Fantastic. And you, queen, where is everybody? I want to thank you so much, because you guys, she's sitting in her car in Chicago. And thank you so much for, you know, for joining us, both of you ladies, being that it's a couple of hours later than what it is here. So I appreciate you, though. And I know that we have a lot to share. I think this is going to be an episode where we get a lot of, you know, follow up. So I'm super excited about it. But why don't you go ahead and shout out and tell us a little bit more about where they can find you for your Leafly therapy services.
Yes, absolutely. My website, it's finally up. Hit me up on my website. You'll find all my social media information. You'll find my phone number. You'll find my email. But hit up the website. I really want you guys to come check that out. Leafly Therapy, CBD.com. There's going to be
some stuff going across the bottom,
including and throwing in, that you're not going to find on any other platform. So please check me out at the website. Again, you'll find everything else, every way to get some of the products, to order anything customized. All the information or contact information is on the website. Feel free to send me an email. If I don't have the answer, I will help us figure out how to get the answer. Just reach out so we know what kind of questions are out there, and we can help with that. But of course, and here with Can I Work, where you see her, you'll see also Leafly Therapy. So hit us up. And now, of course, with Miss Mary Jane Maven,
yes,
you find any of us, you should find all of us.
Yes. I love that. And it'll be so perfect for us, I think, to do, and if, like I said, like a live IG event where we can start taking some of those questions. As you can all tell, I think we are, you know, three women that are grown women that have been through, you know, all that there is to be through as far as sexuality and intimacy. So if you ladies have any questions regarding that, being this was the, you know, Pussy Power episode, the young lady who wrote in, and I hope that we were able to help you. If you have any further follow-up, please, you know how to get in contact with me. So before we wrap up, I want to thank you guys so much. I want to give a special shout out to a couple of our sponsors. Always Monthleaf, Monthleaf Box. You guys know that you can find them at Monthleaf.com. You're able to find their IG at Monthleaf Box as well. So always thank you to our oldest and most special sponsor for sponsoring this episode, as well as giving a shout out to the supplier of our good Spark and Salutation Medicine, Chapo. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Shapo. You know, they're like family. Thank you so much to our international listeners. We are all about educate, eradicate, and elevate. We hope that we were able to provide you with that tonight, with some good edutainment between the three queens here. And this is what we want to continue to do. I also want to give you guys just a shout out and thank you so much for continuing to follow. It has been a little, well, just over a year. And I want to give a special shout out to all of you that have made last week's episode with the 1 year episode. Right now at this point is our most viewed episode to date. I don't know if it was seeing me, you know, have a little reaction to the chip. I don't know, but I appreciate everybody that has viewed that and has shared it as well. Much love to you guys always. You know where to find me on all social media. Hit me up. You know, I like to respond. I may respond too much, but that's what I do. So once again, thank you so much to our very, very special guest co-host. We will definitely have them on again. Everybody keep up with the, you know, positive thoughts and hope. We're going to get through this. We're going to have a president that is not hateful and divisive. Divisive and who is delusional. We are almost out of the woods in this very scary nightmare that we've been having for 4 years. But ladies, once again, thank you so much, especially because it's a little bit later there, your time. I hope everybody has a blessed weekend. And yeah, guys. We'll see you next week. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye, guys. All right. Perfect.
Follow us on all social media, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Show us some love and click that subscribe button now. Don't forget to click the bell so you get notifications and click the like button on the videos.
And now, your host.
MonthLeaf is the monthly cannabis subscription service for Northern California. They offer a variety of boxes that you can customize to fit your preferences. Each box will always have a value exceeding $150, but all you have to pay is just $100. And that's each month.